News from Oroville, March 2nd, 2007. Shiraz and Marlenka on microphone. The news is a reflection of the growth process of Oroville and its ideals of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth.
Gilles speaks about prosperity scheme.
No, this meeting is just to try to make a small further step towards a more ideal economy, towards less circulation of money within Oroville. I think the program of Oroville is very clear. The economic program, the economic system that Mother envisaged for Oroville is very clear. You see, it is the same as the one she envisaged that she developed for the ashram. And it's actually the same that she wants the entire world to follow. So it's not just for the ashram and Oroville, it's for the entire world. Because in a very interesting conversation she had on 4th of October 1958, she says she's placing a challenge to the financial world to the whole world, the financial world, to say the way you are dealing with the economy, you are impoverishing the earth, you are making it turn into a dead moon. And which is exactly what we see happening now with global warming, etc. Mother said that in 58. And she says if we can put the Earth in contact with supramental forces, then the Earth could turn into a radiating sun, which illumines without burning. So now we see clearly in front of our face that the Earth, that the economic system which is prevailing in the world is ruining the Earth. And Orville, totally stupidly, out of easiness and because I don't know why, we are reproducing it. We are a laboratory for humanity to try something else. And most people in Oroville don't have the stamina, don't have the to say, let's try something else. And this something else is a system which was practiced all over the world in tribes or in large families, which is you put everything together, everybody contributes to the pot according to his possibilities, to the common pot, and everybody is taken care of by the common pot according to his needs. So this is a very well-known system which we need to develop. And by indulging in this commercial economy which we have in Oroville, we have destroyed completely the social fabric which Oroville was supposed to have. So we have to come back to that. And what we are proposing is just a very, very small step in this direction, but we have to go step by step, which is to create a prosperity scheme, we call it, where by which the Orovillians receive 5,000 rupees because they work full-time, contribute 3,000 rupees to this scheme, and basically most of the services are provided for. It means the food by Food Distribution Center, food and sundry by the Portus Distribution Center, the Nandini and Free Store are included in the scheme, the health, the dental service for simple things is also included, and there is already this provision which is existing already of the minimum electricity bill is paid and health care is paid. So like that, we want to have a big package by which things are covered, and you just get something which is your pocket money, which in this case will be 2,000 rupees, where you can deal with your private things. And we also want to develop a caring service which is meant for the non-recurring needs, for the special needs. Your fridge breaks down, you need to repair it. Where is the money? So we have to provide for these things.
A notice from Mr. M. Ramaswamy, Secretary Oroville Foundation. A checkpost at the Certitude Junction and the Visitor Center entry points has been erected to have control over the movement of heavy vehicles and private vehicles for Orovillians into Oroville. These checkposts are going to be manned by security guards around the clock. Entry into Oroville by four-wheelers will be monitored by the entry pass system. Cooperation is requested in this new system, which will be beneficial for the safety and security of Orovillians.
The members of the selection committee, which met for the first time on Tuesday, 27th February, are Alok, Andy, Arun, Oroprem, Elimelai, Otto, who agreed to be part of the group but was not able to be present that day, Partha, Paul B., Selvaraj, Selvam, Shradavan, Shiva, Somu, Suzy, and Vijaya. These people agreed to select 10 members for the working committee, 7 permanent, 3 substitutes, and 12 members for the Oroville Council, 9 permanent plus 3 substitutes, plus proposing 2 secretaries. Those selected will be presented to the Residents' Assembly for approval through a 15-day feedback process to be processed by the selection committee itself.
There will be a general meeting chaired by members of the Economy Group on March 7th at 5 p.m. at the Sao Chu Building. The agenda is New Portus Service. The Project Coordination Group has requested funding for the Management Training and Development Program, invites Aurevillians to submit their applications. Contact Satya at 2623-699 or Sauro at 2622-795. Applications are to be submitted latest by Monday, the 5th of March.
Citadines, an alternative proposal for residential units in Oroville Center. Citadines wants to be simple and beautiful. Because of its approach to analyze alternatives and identify a solution which meets the intended goals, Citadines can be viewed as a pilot project. Citadines wants to be part of an economy towards and for the future. Financial considerations will not be a criteria for allocating housing units. The project will be financed mainly by donations. Allocation of housing units will be based on other criteria such as commitment and dedication towards Oroville's growth and development. It will be the first project to respect the 30 square meters per person requirement for high-density areas of Oroville. Its initial phase will provide living space for about 60 people, providing 27 apartments. Particular emphasis is being placed on the design of acoustic isolation, thermal insulation, sources of alternative energy, wastewater treatment, and the harvesting of rainwater. 60% of the new flats will go to Aurevillians and 40% will be reserved for newcomers. This construction is planned to start in the early part of 2007. For further information, contact Aryamani at oroville.org.in or Louis at oroville.org.in.
The Tamil Nadu government has implemented an order wearing helmets to be made compulsory for all two-wheeler riders and pillion riders. The rule will be implemented in Chennai, Coimbatore, Madurai, Tiruchi and Salem from June the 1st. The rule will be implemented in the rest of Tamil Nadu from July the 1st. Punishment for violation, a fine of up to Rs 100, would be imposed on a first-time offender and Rs 300 for second or subsequent offences. For more details, contact Raju at 984-373-4825 or avvehicle at oroville.org.in. Sire announces the release of Introduction to Integral Education, a book by Shradhalu Ranade, an inspirational guide for teachers and parents. Priced at Rs 200, available in Portus Shopping Center and soon at the Visitor Center.
During the last 2 weeks, Oroville Radio conducted recordings with the following people: Michael Murphy, Mark Laux, and Gilles of Water Harvest. These talks will be broadcast in the upcoming days, the schedules to be announced. CDs of these talks will be available. On Saturday, 24th February, the weekly meeting of Oroville Youth included Andrea of Oroville Radio presenting the concept of knowledge through practice versus an overload of theory. The teenagers who did their very first recording were excited to have an opportunity to learn radio work through actual experience. Their first radio program will be broadcast in mid-March.
All are welcome to listen to Sri Aurobindo's epic poem, Savitri, read by the mother with Sunil's music, on Thursday, 8th of March at 5:30 p.m. at the amphitheater. Full Moon Walk, Sunday, 4th of March at 7 p.m. at the Banyan. 7:45 p.m., the walk begins in silence. Those who like to draw the Oroville landscape together meet at the Town Hall, at the Morgan Cafe every Friday from 1:30 to 2 p.m. Bring the materials you would like to work with. We will venture forth together at 2 p.m.
Synergy offers a computer class in word processing for Aurovillians and newcomers who are involved in regular work for the community. Learn how to prepare a document to suit your needs, to edit and format text properly, and work with lists and tables. The class will be geared for those who are migrating to the OpenOffice.org software, but the skills taught are useful for MS Office users as well. Introduction on Monday, March 5th, 5 p.m. in the seminar room at CSR. The course itself will start Monday, March 12th, ending June 4th. Weekly one-hour classes, every Monday between 5 and 6. Regular participation throughout the 3 months is mandatory.
Sunday, 4th March at New Creation Dance Studio. Afro dance from 7 to 9 p.m. with Anne, who trained in Guana in Brazil. And Capoeira workshop from 9:30 to 12 a.m. with Tiago. A concert of Western classical music, recorder and piano. Saturday, 10th March at 10:30 a.m. upstairs on Mary's Terrace in Prayatna.
Savitri Bhavan presents on Monday, March 5th, 3:30 to 5, Dr. M. V. Nadkarni, The Traveler of the Worlds. On Sunday, March 11th, from 6 to 7 p.m., Bhakti Yoga, Chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. Sunday, March 18th, 3:30 to 5, Women as Liberators, The Saga of Sita, Savitri, and Draupadi.
A program offered by Soleil Lithman to introduce Aurovillians to the layers of the heart, experience and to train facilitators in this method of heart-based transformation. On March 10th, Contacting Cellular Wisdom for Healing and Wholeness, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On March 17th, Layers of the Heart, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On March 18th, Aligning the Chakras with Your Heart's Purpose, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Venue and sign up at Quiet. Contact 2622-646 or 2622-329. From the 9th to the 28th of March, 2007, a painting exhibition by Rinaldo Hopf at the Gallery Square Circle, Calakendra, titled The Pavilion of Love, Orville Portraits. From the 20th to the 28th of March, 2007, a photography exhibition by Jim Vecchi, visiting guest artist photographer from Italy, at the Tibetan Pavilion, titled The Nothing and the Everything. Dance creation work by an Indo-German group will be working on a new work from the 10th of March to the 10th of April 2007. The premiere will take place on the 5th, 6th and 7th of April 2007 at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas. Contact tapas at oroville.org.in.
Modern Angels, an exhibition with multimedia Miranda Rumina Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. From March 2nd to 10th, Holi at Calakendra in the amphitheater near the People Tree, celebrating the Festival of Colors, Pure Joy and Harmony. Sunday, 4th of March, 10 to 12 noon, and the preferred dress code is white. There will be a play at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevis, The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov, 8 o'clock, Friday and Saturday, 9th and 10th March, played and directed by a variety and number of Aurovillians.
The French Pavilion presents The Play of Painting, conference and PowerPoint presentation by Arnaud Stern, Saturday, March 3rd at 4 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso. At the Cinema Paradiso, a special film screening on Sunday, the 4th of March at 4 p.m. Building Matrimandir, from 1971 to 2007. On microphone, Shiraz and Marlenka. In studio, Vigyan. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.